Hello, Tallahassee. Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of What Matters Most to You, the show that educates, stimulates, and rejuvenates your mind. If you'd like to join today's show, the call-in line is 850-671-1450. That's 850-671-1450. I have one of the greatest guests that I feel that I've had in a while, because we're gonna talk about a subject that touches me. One, because I am a veteran. My guest today is Tina Johnson, and we are going to talk about what she is doing. I mean, it's just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal what she is doing to help our veterans. But like always, here on What Matters Most to You, let us go to the Lord in prayer. My Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for all that you have done, all the things that you're going to do. For you are God and God alone. And without you, we can do absolutely nothing. Lord, right now, I just ask for your presence to be here in the studio, for your peace to guide this conversation, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, open the eyes, the ears of our listening audience so that they may see by faith and hear something that could help them, help a loved one, help a friend, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just ask for your continued blessing upon my friend, Tina Johnson Reason. Just be with her, Lord. Continue to lead her, to guide her, to give her the strength. Not only that, but all the resources that she needs in order to continue to do what she is doing. And she is definitely being a blessing to the veterans in this community. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 34 through 40. And I selected this for today because it's just so, I think, apropos. Verse 34 says, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Matthew chapter 24, verses 34 through 40. My guest today is Miss Tina Johnson Reason. She is a proud mother of two children, Corporal Richard K. Reason Jr., currently serving in the United States Marine Corps, Semper Fi, and Erica Brooke Reason, who attends the University of South Florida, majoring in biomedical sciences, with aspirations of becoming a doctor of physical therapy. Aren't you a proud person?
Oh, so proud. Oh, absolutely.
Wow. She's a strong advocate. She's worked in social services for 25 years. She helped open Hope Community and was the first case manager in the family dorm at the Big Bend Homeless Coalition. Her efforts and outreach while working at the BBHC led to 60% of nighttime meals being sponsored by community organizations and church groups, leading to a 30% overall savings with the food budget. She then served as agency relations director for America's Second Harvest of the Big Bend, raising the final $90,000 needed to secure the purchase of the warehouse located on Four Points and increasing the number of partner agencies from 71. Get to what we're going to talk about today, and that's the Sacred Soil Project. But I must have full disclosure here on What Matters. are you at the core of your being? What would describe you?
I would say that I am a caring, committed, and compassionate individual dedicated to improving the lives of others, with a particular emphasis for our military.
Oh, military is at the heart. So with that being said, before we really get into the Sacred Soil Project, what do you do?
Well, as you may or may not be aware, on average, every day 22 veterans commit suicide. And the sense of loss for that surviving family members is heartbreaking, and it just should never be. And we hope to shift that burden from the veteran and guide them to local resources. We are able to provide food on an emergency basis, and through our partner agencies, provide financial support for past due rents and utilities and deposits. And basically, we try to help with whatever needs they have, regardless of what it is. Could be a gas card, trying to get to a medical appointment. And as United States citizens, we have a responsibility to ensure that our veterans receive the supports they deserve. By advocating and providing direct services, we can greatly reduce or eliminate everyday stresses that directly affect them.
Wow. Go back to that number about suicides again. How many?
On average, 22 every single day commit suicide.
And can you share with us the reasons? Do they feel hopeless, no way out? What's really causing that?
Well, there's personal interactions have been discussed. And just recently, as Monday, I received a call from Tallahassee Police Department. And this person who has PTSD is tangled up in the web of paperwork at the VA and hasn't been able to get disability, and he has just stresses, just normal everyday occurrences that stress him. He was completely out of food. And so being insecure financially as well as food are huge. Those are some of the common issues.
Wow. And it just touches my heart, you know, when I see those who have served our country like myself, and they're basically without hope, without anyone there to help them, and they feel deserted by their own country. What really got you involved in this great effort? I know you have a history of working with nonprofits, as we talked about earlier in your bio, but what really prompted your interest and love to work with veterans? What prompted this?
9/11. Straight to the point. 9/11 forever changed me. I remember exactly where I was. I remember exactly how I felt. I remember the hopelessness, the fear, and it was just an epiphany for me at the sacrifice of our military and the extreme that they go to protect us. And I felt an instant need to support them as well as our first responders and firefighters, as well as our police.
So that incident itself birthed the Sacred Soil Project.
Absolutely.
The name, the Sacred Soil Project. What is the Sacred Soil? How did you come up with that name, and how does it relate to veteran services?
To me, when each veteran returns and they step foot back on U.S. soil, it should be their sacred soil. This is sacred. The United States is sacred, and we need to be able to provide things for them to where they believe that's sacred for them individually. It's just a matter of being able to come back to our homeland and live wholly and completely. It's sacred. I look at my house as my sanctuary, and it's my sacred space. So it transcends for me to try to help them to get their own place, to be in a safe place.
Wow, that really touched my heart as you were saying that, because I have thoughts running through my mind when I actually return from the Gulf War, we finally got an opportunity to come back home. And as you were sitting there talking, I remember we were all on the plane. It was like, when I get back to the world, and that's what we called the United States, the world, because everything else was just, oh my goodness, until you ventured outside of the United States and visited other places, and especially third world countries, you really don't get an understanding of how blessed or how sacred the soil of the United States is. And I remember when we landed, we were saying, man, the first thing I'm going to do when I get off that plane is I'm going to kiss the ground. And I can remember that, and I can really relate to that sacred soil, because there's, you know, quoting from an old movie, there's no place like home.
That's right.
You know, so when you look at what you do, who is your target population?
The target population is just people experiencing homelessness, people in poverty, and with a special emphasis, I'd hate to sound redundant, but with veterans. Wow.
You're listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker. My guest today is Tina Johnson Reason, and we're talking about her project, the Sacred Soil Project, and what she does to help veterans. How can someone who is in need of assistance right now, a veteran that feels that they have no way out, how can they contact you?
They can call me. I give my telephone number out to everyone. That's 850-556-7763. Email me, tina@thesacredsoilproject.org. Or if it's easier, tinareason@yahoo.com.
Wow. That's 850-556-7763. That's 850-556-7763. If you are a veteran, or you know a veteran that's in need of some type of assistance, some type of support, please give Tina a call. Why do you feel the need to work in this area? I mean, aren't there so many other agencies out there like the DAV, the American Legion? Why the Sacred Soil Project?
First of all, I am not about paperwork. It is about meeting the need. As long as you are honorably discharged and have a need, I'm here to assist. I do this for personal reasons, if you will. I have experienced homelessness.
You personally?
Personally. I've experienced being food insecure and trying to live in poverty.
So this really touches home for you.
You
can actually relate.
I've been there.
To the feelings and what they're actually going through.
I also have mental health issues. So that's another reason for being compassionate and understanding and being open and seeing that I don't want to add to their stresses.
And so, based upon your story and how and your experiences, who helped you to get to the point now to where you can help others? What helped move you from homelessness to where you are? Was there a specific agency or someone? How did it happen for you?
There has never been a specific agency. I was not aware at the time that there were. It's just a matter of digging in and fighting and knowing that there were dependents that were depending on me. And so I just did what I had to do. Now, food insecurity has been a part of my life throughout my childhood. We lived in poverty on food stamps as an inner city kid in Atlantic City, New Jersey. If you have any experience with Northerners in that particular area, you fight for anything and everything, but you've got to rely on yourself.
So what brought you to Tallahassee?
My mom was born in Monticello, Florida, and she returned to her roots.
Just came back. So how do you like living in the Sunshine State?
Well, I've been here since I was 12. I love it. I'm a water person, a beach person, been around it all my life. Atlantic City, New Jersey. Hey, St. George Island is right up the road. I'm comfortable here.
And so with all these resources that are available, why do we still have so many veterans in need?
Well, I will address homelessness, which Tallahassee has been magnificent in making it a goal to eliminate homelessness amongst our veterans. And we're at less than 10%. So if you see someone that is homeless and they happen to be a veteran, there's help out there. There is absolutely no reason to be out there unless it's their choice. And some are just comfortable being in the outside element. That's their choice. Other than that, there are resources available, and we want to help.
So they can just reach out and give you a call at 850-556-7763.
Right, correct.
So you brought up this concept of basically you don't like paperwork. I know in the military, in bureaucracy, it's hurry up and wait and 500 million forms. How are you able to avoid all the paperwork and to get things done and make it happen for veterans?
For this point, it's basically I have a contract for work that I do, and I take 50% of those earnings that I make and put it back into the nonprofit. So I'm supporting it. And other than that, I've had several donations from personal friends and supporters.
So you have a direct connection to all the resources, which helps you to eliminate the need for all this paperwork. So you can basically just almost be like one-on-one for the veteran.
I am one-on-one. I go to where they are. I am available 24/7. I get calls 1:30 in the morning, could be 4:40 in the morning, because our veterans have different sleep patterns. And it's been an adjustment getting to. But I can link them up also with other resources. It's not like I'm being able to provide all these services. I know where they're at because I've been involved with it for over 25 years. So I know what resources are available, and that's key, because there's no one entity who can provide all of the services.
So you act almost as if like a broker for services.
I would say it's a partner. I have partnerships. Correct.
Partnerships. Mm-hmm. Wow. What do you like most about nonprofit organizations? I mean, that seems to be your background. I mean, you've done some wonderful things. I mean, opening the Hope Community, helping with that. What is it?
There is no one. That's not a one sentence answer. I feel blessed and fortunate at the position I'm in right now, that I'm able to look outside of my own situation and my own everyday occurrence and look to improve other lives. And that's why I do what I do. I've walked many a step and through hardships and trials, and I didn't do that alone. And you asked me earlier, and my comment was that I didn't really depend on an agency. But as I reflect back, I can assure you that God himself held my hand and walked with me through each and every trial.
You're listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards, and my producer has instructed me that we have a caller on the line with a question. Caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go ahead with your question, please.
Hi, my name is Gabrielle, and I have a question for Tina. I can hear the passion in her voice for what she's doing for veterans, and I just want to know what keeps her going when there's just so much need in this world.
Oh, every day I get a little nugget. I get to interact with someone and help them. And seeing the gratitude, it's personally rewarding. It's like a little nugget that I get to take with me and carry with me throughout the day. And some days are really hectic. There's a lot of need out there, but every day feels like a victory if I can save one person from committing suicide. And that's my hope, is that I do that. every single day. If I can get to lay my head down and know that I helped improve someone's life, that's all I need. That's my achievement for the day.
Thank you for all you do, and thanks for your answer.
And thank you for calling, Gabrielle. That kind of leads to my next question that you've almost already answered. With the Sacred Soil Project, you know, you have many different goals, I know. But what is the one thing that you really hope to accomplish with this project?
To raise awareness that 22 veterans, on average, every single day, commits suicide. That's my goal, to raise awareness, and the second part is to improve each life that I encounter on a daily basis. And at least if I can improve it, that they know that somebody cares.
Hmm. Everyone, every single organization has needs, and there are many people out there right now that are listening that are willing to volunteer and to donate. What are some of the needs of the Sacred Soil Project at this time?
Some of the needs are small increment gas cards, like $25, that will help get them to their VA appointments. Grocery gift cards, it doesn't have to be much. I found that Piggly Wiggly is the best bang for your buck, if you will. $25 increments is great to help get them through their period before food stamps kick back in, they run a little short, because we all know, if you've ever had to survive off food stamps, that money does not go the whole month. You're going to have about a week there where you're food insecure or completely out.
Hmm. Anything else? Any type of specific areas and where you need more partners? Or
absolutely. We need partners in the community to assist with automobile repairs. We need mentors to step up from the churches. Spiritual help is needed. Attorneys, partners to assist with legal issues. Advocates to assist through the disability process. I mean, there's many needs. Well, sometimes it's furniture. Somebody, a veteran moves into permanent housing, and they have nothing because they've been on the street. They need every single thing from household items to furniture.
Wow. So if you're listening right now, and out of all the needs that she has just verbalized, if you're able to help, please give Tina a call at 850-556-7763. That's 850-556-7763. Also, you can reach her on the internet at www.thesacredsoilproject.org. That's thesacredsoilproject.org. What upcoming events do you have?
Thank you for asking. Actually, August the 6th is the fifth official Florida Purple Hearts Day at the American Legion Post 13. Tickets are $15 to join that event, and we'd love participation recognizing those Purple Heart recipients. And then on August the 28th, a benefit for Sacred Soil Project will be held at the Junction on South Monroe from 3 to 9 p.m. We're going to have 6 bands, 2 food trucks, just a fun event to help us further our mission.
Oh, excellent. So come on out, spend money, because the more money you spend, the more money you actually give to the Sacred Soil Project. How can other people help support your nonprofit?
Ideally, it would be great if people took the time to contact our Congress, senators, legislators, and let them know that our veterans need the supports and services. There's many are still having to wait months to get in to see a primary care physician. That means if they've been linked up with another facility and been on medications, but yet they're having to wait 6, 8, 9 months before they get into the primary again, that means all their medications have stopped. Any progress that's been made has now atrophied, and they have to begin that process all over again. So supporting our veterans, making a statement that letting the VA know that we need that to be streamlined, That can only be accomplished from our legislators in Congress and Senate. Just please, just call, show your support for our veterans. Let them know that you care.
Wow.
We can all make a difference.
Can all make a difference. You can make a difference today by finding out more information about the Sacred Soil Project. Tina would love to hear from you. She would love to have a conversation with you out there. And she is just an uplifting person, and she could just share some things with you just to inspire you to want to help and to make the lives of others better. Reach her today, 850-556-7763. 850-556-7763. By email, tinareason@yahoo.com, tinareason@yahoo.com, or tina@thesacredsoilproject.org. That's tina@thesacredsoilproject.org. 3 years from now, where do you see the Sacred Soil Project?
Oh, that's, I hope, financially insecure.
Financially secure or?
Secure. Yes, I take that back. Financially secure. But I hope that my reputation for my passion grows and that the support that's needed for our veterans doesn't have to be fought for. So if I'm out of business, that's okay, as long as our veterans aren't doing without.
And you introduced me, and I didn't even know about it, but is there a Veterans Village? What is that all about?
Tallahassee Veterans Village is transitional housing for veterans. It's umbrellaed under Volunteers of America.
Hmm. So you can actually link up veterans to be able to get into that facility?
There is a vetting process. There are actually four different apartment complexes and transitional housing opportunities for our vets in Tallahassee. So, yeah, I certainly can assist with that.
So you are just a wealth of knowledge. We can just Google you for stuff and resources with regard to helping our veterans.
Apparently, I get a little confused about insecure and secure. But I do have a lot of knowledge about the local resources, and that's vital. It's critical to link people up to the services that are already in place.
Mm. Well, time is just getting away from us, but I have one final question for you.
Okay.
The title of this show is What Matters Most to You. Mm-hmm. Tina, what matters most to you?
Oh, what matters most to me today is that I be the best person that I can be, that I am the hands and feet of my spiritual father, and whatever tasks that he presents that I'm prepared for. If I have a final thought before we close out, I'd like to say that we absolutely have no clue to what somebody else has gone through or had to face in his or her journey. And that I just ask that we be kind. It's just that simple, that we be kind to everyone that we encounter every day.
You always spur these thoughts, as you said. Be kind. I could just hear words flowing through. It's nice to be nice. You know, mm-hmm. as one of the things I believe my grandmother used to say, it's just nice to be nice. Be nice to someone. Smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know, show some care and concern. I mean, you just never know how that will affect someone or lift up their life. And you never know. It may just keep them from doing something.
Some little small act of kindness, acknowledging them, letting them know that they're valuable.
Wow.
Doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't cost anything. And see, here you go. See, I told you, she just inspires so much. When you say it doesn't cost anything, I thought of this example that is so vivid in my mind. You know, if you ever are in the dark and you light a candle, right? And you strike a match and you light the candle, and then you have a one lit candle, But then you go and you can light so many other candles with that one candle. And what did you lose? Absolutely nothing. It doesn't cost you anything to give light and love to someone else. Time has gone away. Oh my goodness. Gonna have to bring you back. We're gonna have to hear some good success stories about what you've done with the Sacred Soil Project, how many veterans you served. I'll just give me something. You can come back. I'd love to have you.
I'd love to.
Oh, you've been listening to What Matters Most to You. I'm your host, the one and only Vincent T. Edwards. I just tell you, remember, in all that you do, be magnificent. Check us out on the internet, www.vincenttedwards.com. And also, if you are looking for a church home, visit trueholinesscogic.org. We'd love to have you. We have services on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and Bible study on Thursdays. But like I say always, be good, be blessed, but most of all, be a blessing to someone.